You're listening to SBS News.
Even before he became Prime Minister, Boris Johnson's speeches were always among the best attended at the Conservative conference. Once again, the Tory faithful waited in line for hours to see his colourful presentation. He didn't disappoint.
If Parliament were a reality TV show, then the whole lot of us, I'm afraid, would have been voted out of the jungle by now. But at least we'd have had the consolation of watching the Speaker being forced to eat a kangaroo testicle.
Mr. Johnson's theme was Get Brexit Done, reaching out to Leave voters who feel they've been ignored by Parliament.
After 3.5 years, people are beginning to feel that they are being taken for fools, and they're beginning to suspect that there are forces in this country that simply don't want Brexit delivered at all.
He provided a broad outline of his proposal for a new Brexit deal without getting into specifics.
We are tabling what I believe are constructive and reasonable proposals, which provide a compromise for both sides. We will, under no circumstances, have checks at or near the border in Northern Ireland.
The full proposal is a little more complicated. It would see Northern Ireland essentially stay in the European single market for goods but leave the EU's customs union. That would mean customs checks between the north and the south, as well as some checks on freight moving between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The Northern Ireland Assembly in Stormont would have to approve the arrangements and would vote every 4 years on if they should continue. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar isn't sure the plan will work.
What's being put forward is not promising. Does not appear to form the basis for an agreement. But we will always keep talking and we will always stay open to proposals from the British government. But
Brussels doesn't seem impressed either. Philippe Lambert is on the European Parliament's Brexit steering group.
Either you maintain alignment between Northern Ireland and the rest of the island, and that is a republic, and then you can indeed keep your promises under the Good Friday Agreement, or you don't and you won't keep the promises. So you can't square the circle. That's as simple as that.
The proposal has also been rejected by Mr. Johnson's domestic opponents, including Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
It's worse than Theresa May's deal. I can't see it getting the support that he thinks it will get, and it will take us into a regime in Britain of deregulation, of undercutting, and I think will also undermine the Good Friday Agreement.
Still, the Prime Minister believes he has a 10-day window to negotiate with the EU before a crucial European Council summit. His take-it-or-leave-it approach has softened a little. If he doesn't reach a deal by October the 19th, he'll be required by law to ask the European Union for another delay to Brexit. He's refusing to do that, but won't say how he plans to get out of his predicament. In Manchester, Ben Lewis, SBS News.